Well, this is a day that the United Nations and all of its global partners have set aside to pay respects to the victims, survivors, and families who've been injured, traumatized, or lost their lives by the heinous acts of terrorism around the world. And they also pay tribute to those who help support the victims of terrorism, from first responders to law enforcement to the dedicated institutions, professionals, and associations who provide long-term assistance and care.
Where do we stand in the war against terrorism? A question that we've been asking since at least 2001.
The war against terrorism started to heat up several years ago. And really, it started when France packed up and left West Africa. It continued this year when the U.S. was basically pushed out of West Africa. They kept an eye on terror groups like Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and their offshoots and affiliates there, and they basically kept them in check. But because of interference from nations like Russia and from, of course, forces within the terrorism movement, somehow they found a way to push these two powers out of Western Africa, and that's a real big problem. So what that gives them is the opportunity to say, look what we did. We defeated these big powers, and we can go to other places around the world and do things and launch attacks and plot attacks.
Did we learn something from the Taylor Swift incident in Vienna, where concerts had to be canceled?
The Taylor Swift incident in Vienna was what I call a wake-up call. The alarm actually started sounding back during the Euros, the European Football Championships in Germany, a couple of months ago, when we learned that a couple of ISIS members had wormed their way into security forces in Germany. They were eventually found and kicked out and were prevented from causing any harm, but that still didn't quite get everyone's attention. Even though the alarm was sounding, people weren't waking up to it. The Taylor Swift case pointed out that they're going to continue to do what they've been successful at in the past. Because of the Ariana Grande attack several years ago, they decided we can do this again, and maybe now that the world isn't perhaps watching, we can do this. We can pull it off. But authorities were watching, and fortunately, they were able to stop that.
Is there a way to take the air out of terrorism and the organizations once and for all?
One of the things we often hear from terror groups is, you in the West have the watches, but we've got the time. Terror groups are always going to wait and find the best date, the best time, the best opportunity for them to strike. And all they need to do is one thing. And, you know, there's this concern about safety, and they instill fear. So they recognize what their power is. And yeah, there may come a time when somehow the terror groups would be rendered useless, but it just doesn't seem to be so in the near term, especially when you consider what's taking place in Gaza, when you consider what's going on again in the Middle East, and even in other places. Afghanistan is still unresolved. I mean, for Pete's sake, the Taliban is running that country, which was one of the biggest terror groups for 30 years and still are to the thinking of many. So there's going to possibly be an opportunity for this over time, as people pass from the scene and as things change, but it's certainly not going to happen anytime soon.